Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So we learned that the third level out of the five levels of items and food, the third level is Truma, and the level above that, in terms of sanctity and how much one needs to guard it from Tuma, are Korbanos, the meat of Korbanos. So the next couple of Mishnahs are going to list 11 different ways in which the laws of Korbanos are more strict than the laws of Truma. And this is pretty much all Midrabanon. Churim ba'kodesh ba'truma, the ways in which korbanos are more strict than truma with regards to the laws of tuma and tara. Number one, shemat bilim kelim b'sarich kelim la'truma, the one can dip one utensil, which is inside a larger utensil, if it is for the sake of truma, even though there is a slight danger that the water of the mikveh won't come into contact with every single part of the utensils, because the smaller one might weigh down onto the larger one and not let any of the mikveh water get in between there. Nevertheless, since that is a very small chance of that happening, in general, the water would be able to get to all parts of the utensil. So if one is putting them into the mikveh for the sake of use for truma, then that is okay, avalei lakodesh, but not if he is putting them into the mikveh for the sake of using them for korbanos, since we do take that slight chance into account, since the laws of korbanos are more strict. Number two, midoraisa, if something becomes tome, then the entire item or the entire person or the entire piece of food will become tome. Even if only a tiny bit of the item touched a tome source, the entire item becomes tome. However, there are certain tumeis midrabanon which only make that part of the utensil tome. So if there is a utensil which could be split into achirayim, the back or the bottom of the utensil, the toich and the inside of the utensil, uvesat svita and the handle of the utensil. So let's say you've got some sort of mug, and you could technically take the bottom of the mug off and use that as a utensil to hold things, for example. The point is, if each part of the utensil in itself could be used by itself, so we do view them as three different parts of the utensil, but truma, when it comes to truma, such that if one of those parts becomes tome midrabanon, for example, if a liquid which is tome touches the utensil, so it would only become tome midrabanon, only that part becomes tome. Avalei bakodesh, but not when it comes to korbanos, meaning when it comes to korbanos, if it touches even one part of the utensil, the entire utensil will become tome midrabanon. Number three, hanoses hamidros, one who is carrying in one hand an item which became tome as a tumas medros. So for example, a zov sat or stood on a particular item, and you're now carrying that item in one hand. Noses hatruma, he may carry truma in the other hand, and the Gemara explains he can carry truma in a earthenware utensil, because the halacha is that when it comes to earthenware, the utensil itself cannot become tome unless the tome item, the source of tuma, goes inside the utensil. But if it only touches the outside of the utensil, then it remains pure. And therefore, if there is truma inside this earthenware utensil, you can carry an avhatuma in your other hand, and we are not concerned that you're going to end up bringing the avhatuma inside the earthenware utensil containing the truma. But not when it comes to korbanos. Again, this is an extra precaution taken because of the higher level of holiness of the korbanos. Number four, as we already learned, bigde ichli truma midras lakodesh, the clothes of one who eats truma and is therefore particular with the laws of tuma and the requirements which are necessary for eating truma. When it comes to somebody who is eating korbanos, the clothes of the one who is eating truma are considered to be an av hatuma. Number five, loke midras lakodesh midras truma. Another way in which the measure of precaution necessary for korbanos is not the same as that which is necessary for truma is that shebah kodesh, when it comes to korbanos, if one has a tome item of clothing and he wants it to become pure on the level that it is considered to be tohar even for korbanos, that even one who is eating korbanos, who touches it, will remain tohar. So if any part of that item of clothing is tied, for example, if it has laces attached to it, so mater, one needs to untie anything which is tied, umanagev, and make sure that the entire item of clothing is dry. If it's wet, then it can wrinkle up slightly, and there is a small danger that the water of the mikveh will not reach every part of the item of clothing, because part of it is wrinkled up. So only once he has done that, umatbil, then he should dip it into the mikveh, v'achakach kosher, and then he should tie up the laces again. Uvatruma, when it comes to truma, even if, let's say, you've got laces which are already untied, you could even tie it and then dip it into the mikveh, because we are not concerned that the water will not reach those parts of the item of clothing. It's only a small danger which we take into account only for the sake of karbanos.